This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Audi third hour, company live from our Quicken Loans studio. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand freely and fully, and mortgage confidently. Let's get your football on here. As Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Rolls into our final hour, 3 hours away.
BT, I was just having
Tiki's
this, like,
Broadway
brief.
Debut.
Yes, you're right. 3 hours away.
Oh wait, I got to see this again. Hang on a second.
Oh yeah,
are they rolling that back?
Yeah, this was spectacular.
I want to see. Let me see that again.
Spectacular. Called a shot, by the way.
I want to judge the arm talent.
BT
right there.
Called a shot. Telling Sam to look at the mic.
Look at
that.
Nailed
it.
Ooh, do they have any point to get the camera before I do it? Call them my shot like Babe Ruth in the World Series against the Cubbies, even though we don't really know if he did that.
Hey, that intro, we're talking about Kyler Murray. And I was just saying to D-Cell, God, I just can't see myself taking him if I'm a GM. For one reason.
Taking him at all or taking him in, yeah, I mean, you wouldn't take him in the fourth round?
Maybe.
I would take him in the fourth round.
Here's the thing, BT.
Sure.
If you take him in the fourth round, which you can find value in the fourth round.
Yeah.
Whether it's, I don't know, fullback or whatever. Kicker. Who knows?
You can't take a kicker lineman in the fourth round.
Dude, they take kickers in like the second round these
days. Yeah, but those are the idiots. Like my team when they took Mike Nugent out of Ohio State.
The Raiders took Sebastian Janikowski.
That's one that actually worked, but that was still stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
Come on.
That was greed.
Yeah.
But anyways, wherever you take it, he might not play.
Yeah.
You might draft him. And what happens then? You get a supplemental pick? I forget what happens if you draft
the
guy.
Oh, if he decides to. So if you draft him in whatever round that he's not happy with it, and at that point he determines to skip out on football and go exclusively to the A's and pursue baseball, I'm honestly not sure.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of the risk. It's like buyer's risk.
Yeah.
You got to know what you get into.
See if you can find out because – I mean, because that could happen to anybody. It's not just Kyler Murray. You could draft a guy in the fourth, fifth round, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to go work for Ernst & Young or something like that. You know what I mean? So find out what happens if that happens. Because obviously you
– I think it's your bed. I think that's what happens.
Really?
Yep, too bad. Your bed. Not my bed.
But that's the risk.
Yeah.
That's the serious risk with Kyler Murray. He's a great NFL or great college prospect. I just don't know if he has the size.
I hear you. Listen, I don't want to get too sidetracked on this.
And also the desire. So we'll see.
Well, but at least let me add this because we got to get back to these games here. But the one thing that you can do if you are an NFL team and a team that's like rebuilding does not have this luxury. But you know what? If you're not inclined to take him in the first, second round and you've got your quarterback and maybe a third, late third, early fourth. I mean, he's not going to last into the fifth round. Somebody snatch him up at that point. But you can always draft him with the intention to trade him. Draft and develop a little bit, you know, flash, maybe play some summer games. Oh, wow, we can throw over lineman even though he's only 5'9". Oh, wow, look at that arm strength. Oh, wow, look at that transfer of ability. That's pretty seamless.
Yeah. You got to be committed, though, to being in the shotgun because I can't see him playing under center.
I don't see that either, which is why in the same clip I said that I wouldn't take him in the first or second round either. But it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be baseball, but you and I have discussed many times monetarily. It's actually been proven out that if he goes in the first round by far – it's more of a financial coup than if
he just
sticks with the A's.
No doubt.
We'll see.
And he's got to follow in his passion, which is football.
No doubt. He loves football. All right. Let me ask you here, T. Give me a bold prediction. Let's start with the AFC.
Gotcha.
We're going to each come up with a bold prediction for each game.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with the AFC here. Anything jump out to you?
Yes.
I got mine.
Yes. The biggest thing that I see.
Now, this is bold.
This is bold in the AFC.
Like a key to the game, necessarily.
No, it's not a key to the game.
Okay.
That the Kansas City Chiefs' inexperience in this at this level, not Andy Reid's inexperience because he's been there. The Kansas City Chiefs have zero guys that have played in this game. Zero.
Mm.
Nobody obviously has won a championship. Their inexperience against the New England Patriots, who have at least 12 guys who have been here multiple times and six or seven that have multiple championships, is going to be their demise.
Mm.
So I'm like, I can't go against the Pats until they're done. So boldly, I think the inexperience of this moment is going to come back to haunt the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay. Certainly respect where you're coming from. Not sure that I fully agree, but I don't have to. But let me at least challenge you on this. They can lose the game, and the reason they lose is not inexperience. So how will we be able to determine that you're right?
So guys making mistakes, guys not playing the way that they have all season long.
What if you just have a bad day at the worst time?
Pat Mahomes.
What if you just have a... Alshon Jeffrey just dropped a pass that he catches the moment he wakes up every morning.
True, but he had broken ribs also, which we didn't know about.
So. I ate ribs with that dude. I don't know.
What's that song?
I ate ribs with that what?
I ate ribs with that dude.
Dead giveaway.
I didn't have a clue.
God, he faded away. Go ahead.
Charles Ramsey.
Charles.
We almost had him. Did we have him on the show? We
did
have
him on the show.
We did have him on the show.
No, we didn't have him on the show.
But you also said.
Remember, I pledged part of my salary to him if he did something and he didn't do it?
Yeah.
I can't remember. What the hell was I thinking?
I don't know. I don't remember. But we did have him on the show, Charles Ramsey.
You sure we had him?
Positive. Positive.
I don't remember that.
Sam's just going to find it. It's a hard one. To answer your question, BT, how do you know if they just weren't, if the experience gets them, if they just get outplayed, if they look overwhelmed, if, you know, the Patriots are crisp and they're not, and Pat Mahomes has three interceptions and is making mistakes that he just hasn't usually done.
Okay. Like blatant missed assignments,
things that they've never done. Drop passes, okay. Tyreek Hill wide open, 50 yards downfield.
Well, he dropped one during the regular season. He dropped one against the Chargers
that night. You're right.
I think there was a penalty before that anyway, but the one that hit him in the face mask would have been a 51-yard touchdown. And trust me, I was all over because I had Mahomes in fantasy and I was trying to win that trophy and the scratch, which I did. All right, that's an interesting one. I'm going to go something a little more quantifiable. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll know right away. Well, I mean, we'll know after 3 hours, but we certainly won't know right away. We'll know at the end of the game, not right away. We'll know the exact opposite right away. Neither team will score more than 30 points.
Really?
Neither team's going to score
more. Is this a weather thing?
This is a bold prediction.
Is this a weather thing?
No, I just think that the Patriots are, you know, I keep saying this all week, it's going to be death by a million cuts. Mm. And it's going to be a slow, methodical, carefully choreographed and well orchestrated, much like Tiki and Kinky Boots tonight, where it's going to be 6 yards here, 10 yards here, 4 yards here, 2 yards back,
But wouldn't it make sense?
Encompassing a lot of time.
But wouldn't it make sense for Josh McDaniels, knowing that everybody knows that is what they're going to do? Mm-hmm. James White, when he's in the backfield, you know they're not running the ball.
Without him.
He carried the ball zero times last week.
None.
15 catches, though, and they were death by 1,000 cuts. You know that's going to happen. Wouldn't it make sense for Josh McDaniels to devise a game plan that's down the field?
No, because I don't think he's got the weaponry to get downfield. And I'm not so sure if Tom's going to reach him at 55 yards.
That's right. No, he can't. He overthrew one last week. We saw it.
Yeah, so I don't know, Teague. Mm. I mean, you can try to outthink, and part of being innovative is not only having, and you know this, having fresh concepts, but also being a step ahead and anticipating what your opponent's going to do. But I also think that there's something to be said for overthinking it. Sometimes you can just keep it simple.
Yeah.
And listen, the Chiefs, while their defense is certainly a lot better than it was, and I got a great stat for you. Sam threw a game of this a couple of breaks ago. The first six games of the year, the Kansas City Chiefs were giving up about 600 yards of offense.
That's crazy.
I know, it's crazy. The last six games, including the playoff game, it's more in the 320, 330. So from the start of the season to the end, they shaved off about 300 yards.
Yeah, and some of those, include, especially because the one in the postseason, are against the better teams.
Yeah, now they did play the Raiders in Week 17. They only gave up 3 points. That's factored in as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they looked pretty damn good against Andrew Luck and the Colts. And listen, we could, you know, as much as we say that, oh, you know, the Pats, you know, Andrew Luck, Tom Brady, forget resume and history. Walking in the door of our studio right now, who's the more talented player?
Talent-wise?
Yeah.
It's probably Andrew Luck.
Well, it's not probably. It's definitely Andrew Luck. Okay. Yeah. Who's got the better offensive line right now?
I'd say Andrew Luck.
Okay. I would agree. Who's got the...
That's only because I don't know a lot about the Pats line. I know they've rebuilt it a little bit.
Yeah, no, they've rebooted a bit. No, it's gotten better for sure. But they don't have an all-pro. They've got a couple of guys who are good. I think the Colts are probably a little bit better. Which receiver on the Pats is better than T.Y. Hilton?
None of them.
Which, now, the answer is going to be Gronk, but when you really think about that, I was going to say, which tight end is better than Ebron?
Well, I think Ebron's had a better year.
That's what I'm saying.
He's had a better year,
right,
for
now.
Sure.
That's what I mean.
You're right.
So why are we, maybe we're overreacting to what the Pats can do and inflict upon Kansas City. Well, didn't we just see Kansas City stifle?
Yeah.
Andrew Luck was 0-for-9.
Yeah, but the Pats are still here.
Third
the Pats are here
down.
For the eighth year in a row, and the Colts are not. So there's something about coaching. Right, this coaching means a lot, and preparation and game planning means a lot, especially at this point in the season. And look, it doesn't ever get it gets talked about, but I don't think enough. The running back has changed how offenses run these days. It really has. We don't think about it in a sense because of how explosive it is and how down the field and wide open it feels, and as far as passing games are concerned. But when you have coordinators in a scheme that manipulates and takes advantage of the mismatch that all of these running backs give on linebackers, even safeties at this point, you can dominate. That's what the Pats did last week, man. They crushed him in the run game. Sony Michel rushed for 129 yards at 5+ a clip. Mm-hmm. And James White had 15 catches out of the backfield, man. And so it's like they have the X factor that a lot of teams don't have, and even if you defend it
well. Didn't the Colts have an X factor with Marlon Mack? He was playing pretty well coming in. They shut him down.
They did, but Marlon Mack was more traditional with the Colts, right? They don't throw it to him a ton, right? They don't manipulate schemes and flip them across the formation and run out the backside or do misdirection. They don't do any of that stuff. It's really we have all pros up front, or pro bowlers and all pro up front. Let's just smash mouth football, get cutback lanes, and he'll make something happen. But then you throw an extra guy in the box, like Kansas City did, and you shut him down. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think there's just more creativity, better coaching on the New England Patriots side here than there was in Indianapolis at this point. And that's not a knock on Frank Reich.
It's just an acknowledgement of the reality of the situation. I don't think anybody would perceive that as a knock. Not at all. It's just an acknowledgement of how great that guy is on the screen. And if you're not watching on TV, Bill Belichick.
Yep.
All right, so our bold prediction for the AFC is that I believe both teams score under 30. You heard what Tiki said there.
The inexperience
about
will hurt Kansas City.
Experience coming back to bite the Chiefs. NFC.
I think the Saints defense will be the X factor that wins the game.
Without Sheldon Rankins.
Without Sheldon Rankins. They got better with him last week when he went out.
That's a small sample.
Of course it is.
I know we keep saying that, and it's true.
It's true. But
he had a terrific season with 8 sacks,
dude,
by the way.
No, he's ridiculous. These interior linemen that can get to the quarterback are difference makers. Even if it doesn't have a perceived effect on the game, you're thinking about it. You got to commit an extra resource to block a D tackle. Then that means that the edges are very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're right in a sense. But I think their defense, Pete Carmichael's defense, is the difference maker for the Saints this week. Because I honestly, like you mentioned, BT, at the beginning of the show when we were talking about this, I think their offense is a little bit vulnerable right now. If the Saints are going to win, it's going to be because of their defense.
Okay. I'm going to keep this short and sweet. I think that Jared Goff outplays Drew Brees.
What?
Yeah. I think he's going to outplay him.
What? We have to talk about that.
Short and sweet.
We got to talk about that.
I think he's going to outplay him. Now, that's not to say that Jared Goff is going to be, 29 for 31 for 397 yards and 5 touchdowns and no picks, and Drew Brees is going to go 12 for 30 and become Blake Bortles. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But there will be a discernible drop-off. When it's all said and done, again, this is a bold prediction, so you got to kind of push the envelope of reality a little bit. I believe that Jared Goff's going to play a little bit better than the future Hall of Famer opposite
him. All
right,
so let me ask you this. Just as a quick question.
Okay.
Is that because...
Is it a quick question or a quick answer?
Quick question. Okay. Hopefully a quick answer.
That's always 50-50 with me.
Yeah, exactly. Is this because of Sean McVay devising a better plan than Sean Payton, or is it because because Jared Goff just makes less mistakes and makes bigger plays?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think it's because that Goff is going to make fewer mistakes. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be that. I just think that they're going to really run the ball. They're going to run the ball, and when the Saints start to sell out to stop that run, you're going to get some big gash play up top. You're going to get a few of them. So I think that his numbers will look far more gaudy or gaudier than Drew Brees.
We'll see.
Is that a good answer, Mr. Football Man?
It is.
Does that make sense?
It does.
All right. 855-212-4227. Who you got this weekend? Who do you want to win? Who do you think is going to win? We'll get to the blast coming up. We'll get some calls, get some tweets as well. Keys to the game, bold predictions. You heard what we did. Jump in. Get us on Twitter at Tiki and Tierney at 855-212-4227. Who's going to Atlanta? Your call's coming up next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
When you're on the field, it's all about the right timing, knowing when to plan the play and knowing when to make the play. It's what all the great coaches who know how to get what they want are doing on the sidelines, making a plan and executing it when the time is right. O'Reilly Auto Parts has a similar philosophy. When you need a part but you're not in a position to go pick it up, you can just order the parts you need at O'ReillyAuto.com, then pick them up at any of their 5,000 stores nationwide when you're ready to go. No shipping cost, returns are always easy, and you can pick them up when it's convenient for you. You know that what you want will be there when you get there, so it saves you time in the store. The shopping game begins when you say it begins and ends when you get what you want at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 1-855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, quick way to save money. Switch to Geico. Homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance, you got it all. Just go to geico.com. 22 minutes past the hour. Tick-tock as we get ready for the weekend here. Antique is about a little inside of 3 hours from that old Broadway debut.
Yeah, man. I have it's the first coming. Lines, too, of the show. Which
I was just going to ask you like how deep into the show you appear, but yeah. You have the first lines?
The blue light on the side of the stage and the left goes off.
Uh-huh.
I walk out and then...
you told me this the other day. When you welcome everybody or cell phones or something?
No, just got to like keep... Don't use your phones.
Okay, but that's not part of the... Kinky boot script. It's just like an acknowledgement that the show is about to start.
It is part of the script.
Doesn't everybody do that?
Yeah, but some people do it flippantly and off the cuff. Okay. This is actually part of
woven into the script of.
It's part of building my character. You know what I mean? Like who I am as the tough, you know, old school factory worker who's been there for a long time doesn't really. Give a, you know.
Oh,
what.
I got you. Got to bark it out of orders. All right, listen. Exactly. Old grumpy guy. Not old, but grumpy guy here. Yep. Shut your phones off.
No texts, no calls, no photos.
Uh-huh.
Am I understood? Type of thing. You know what I mean?
Do people actually respond?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they do?
They always do.
Are you wearing that? Is that the outfit you wear?
No, that's the finale outfit.
Okay.
So, no, I'm dressed like a factory worker, like sloughy clothes and dumpy.
After they transform you.
This is when I accept. It's a play about acceptance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I got it.
And changing your mind about things that you may have felt a certain way before.
Okay. All right. So that's tonight, and there's no nerves. I've asked you this every day.
Oh, there'll be nerves. I'm starting to get nervous.
You are.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the honesty, because I'm nervous for you, buddy. I'm not going to lie.
Tracy took my wife.
She's got to be nervous for you.
She told me the same thing, because she asked me this morning, because I was just chilling today. I didn't do anything this morning. I didn't go for a run. Didn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
She's like, "You nervous yet?" I'm like, "No." She's like, "Well, I'm nervous. I got to go. I got to go walk around." I'm like, "Why are you more nervous than I am?"
Do you think you'll
but
be
I'm starting to get there.
Will you be more nervous when you deliver when you have to sing tonight for the first time or when you came out for the Super Bowl? Because on the Super Bowl, even though it's the Super
That's
Bowl,
a good question.
You're in your domain. Tonight, you're entering a little bit of a different field, my
man.
Yeah,
probably here.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Super Bowl, you're protected. Like, you put on this shield, it's you're a caricature,
uh-huh.
Right? You're a football player. It's a caricature. Nobody really sees you. You have a helmet on.
You're not really vulnerable. You're physically vulnerable,
yes.
But I know what you mean.
But God gave me a talent where I can fight back with that,
uh-huh.
Right? Whereas on stage, even though football is a stage as well, but yep. on an actual stage in the Al Hirschfeld Theater on 45th Street tonight, it's you're just there.
Yeah.
You know, there's 1,400 people just eyes on you.
Oh,
it's daunting.
I'd be sweating a bloody, I would just be dripping.
It's daunting, but it's awesome.
Yeah,
though.
No, I know. You're going to do great. I keep saying, I'm not trying to make you more nervous.
No,
I just wanted to gauge
it's
your.
Cool. It's cool.
Just take a shot of whiskey before you go out. Yeah. Loosen you up a little bit.
Yeah,
you think about doing that?
Then I have like six and then can't talk.
Did you think about that? Then there's a review in the New York Times.
Yeah.
Drunken barber destroys, you know what, not Emmy winning.
Tony winning.
The plug pulled on Tony winning show. Kinky boots now off. Oh, God.
Yeah. You got to see it while you can. I'm only in it for 6 weeks. And then after that, if that, this is for anyone who loves Broadway. And I love Broadway, by the way. I've loved it for years, ever since I moved to New York City.
Yeah.
Kinky Boots is ending on April 7th.
I know. So you have
it's 6 years.
After
run,
you, it's one more month.
One more month after me, Danny Sherman, who originated Don 6 years ago, is doing a movie and a off-Broadway show in Jersey, actually, over near us, near Paper Mill Playhouse.
Okay.
He's doing it starting probably next week.
That's his new project.
So that's what he's doing for the next 6 weeks. So
okay.
I'm filling in for him. So it's kind of cool.
That's awesome,
it's
man.
It's kind of cool.
Santa, when are you going? When are you going to go? I know you guys are going. When are you guys going?
I think end of February. I'm going to give him some time. I could go tonight. I thought about it just so I can, like, watch the growth from today till February.
Uh-huh.
But I want to go with the whole family, and no one's going to be around until then.
So. Yeah. I was going to say, no, in this cheapskate, he's going to take his girl on Valentine's Day. Hey, T, can I get free tickets?
That's actually not a terrible idea. It's happening.
That's what I'm doing. D, so when are you going to go?
I was thinking about it. I think I actually want to see Teak's last show.
Last show?
Yeah.
Why?
It'll be his best performance.
And he knows there'll be a party afterwards.
Oh, always thinking. Young mind, always ahead of the game. All right, let's get to the blast here. Here we go.
So many topics, so little time. We give you 5 stories in 5 minutes, but don't take too long or you'll suffer the buzzer. It's time for The Blast with Tiki and Tierney.
Okay, he's staying. No, he's not. He's staying. No, he's not. He's not. Fired OC Scott Linehan, Dallas Cowboys. Was he the problem with the offense?
I think he was part of the problem. Scott Linehan's old school as far as running the ball. And that works for the Dallas Cowboys for a lot of years. It got them, you know, remember the Marco Murray years and, you know, being up a great offensive line and a good run game. It works for you. But sometimes you get behind the eight ball and you have to have developed schemes and ideas to play differently and win differently. And he just couldn't come up with them. And maybe it's a personnel thing, but ultimately something had to give with this offense because it's underachieved. And at some point in the last, I don't know, 5 seasons, we've always had this off question.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with this offense? Something's got to give.
And the answer is probably Scott Linehan.
Yeah.
I mean, after a while.
It's not the head coach. It's not Jason Garrett.
No, I hear you. Was he the problem with the offense? Listen, Scott Linehan was definitely a big part of the problem. Mm-hmm. And then you have to ask yourself, is he adaptable or does he have the ability to become part of the solution? And based on his old school roots, as you properly point out, with all due respect, the answer is probably no. And that's why they made the move, and I think it's the right one. LeBron calls out the refs. You see this? This was absolutely nuts. The continuation foul call against Lonzo at the end of the game where he actually grabbed Russell Westbrook way before he shot the ball. There was a continuation. Then he put up a three. He missed it. They gave him 3 free throws. He hit them all, which he's been struggling with that. So give Westbrook, even though the Lakers won, he knocked out all three.
Yep.
The refs admit the mistake. Is this is the continuation rule out of control? Yes, because I don't really know what it is anymore.
Yeah.
It's just all over the map. You know, back in the day, it was pretty identifiable. You knew when a guy got hit, he was rolling to the rim, and one counted.
Yep.
Now, depending upon what game you're watching, depending upon what officiating crew you have, depending upon which player is the one taking the ball in the hole, flip a coin, because it's different every night.
Yeah, at NBA official ref. That's what LeBron tweeted at, by the way, because he, you know, whatever.
We talked about this yesterday when you were out.
Yeah, look, this is like LeBron.
Did they write back to him, by the way?
I don't think so.
Imagine they wrote back to LeBron.
They didn't write back, but after the game, the officials admitted in that post, but whatever.
The pool reporter. Yeah,
but LeBron does the same thing. Nowadays in basketball, if as an offensive player, as soon as you see somebody just reach a little bit, you're like leaning in and jumping.
Yeah.
And then throwing the ball at the rim. It's almost impossible to get this right. It seems, but it's interesting that LeBron, who flops like this more than anybody.
He's getting bored watching these games for the bench.
Hey, Pot. Hey, Kettle. My name's Pot. You're black.
Greg Popovich, unsure if he's going to coach next year. Assuming that this is his final year, where will he rank all time among NBA coaching legends?
God, it's
very short list, so let's start with the obvious ones.
Yeah.
Red Hour back.
Yeah,
Pat Riley.
Phil's up there, and Pat.
Phil Jackson.
I'm saying he's in the top five.
Yeah.
Top five, probably four.
I'm trying to think, who's the fourth? Pop, in no order. Red Auerbach. Actually, I'll do order of just chronological order here. Red, Pat Riley, Phil Jackson, and Pop. And I believe that that's
who's
it.
Who's five?
I don't know how you really. You want to give me Lenny Wilkins wins? I think you're nuts. You want to give me Don Nelson? Nuts. I mean, they lost so many games.
Yeah. Who are the other?
Larry
who are the
Brown?
Other multiple Jeez. Championship winners that you know just dominate your positively in your mind when you think about them?
Santer said Chuck Daly in my ear. He was a great coach because he was actually really good with the Nets. And if Drazen Petrovic didn't get killed, they may have done a little bit more. I don't know if that's the first name I think of, but it's a good one, Mike.
What did he win? Three.
No, Chuck won two with the Pistons.
Two, yeah.
I mean, you know, they went back-to-back with the Bad Boys, and then he went to the Nets with Derek Coleman and Kenny, those guys.
He wasn't there
Kenny
when they won the later ones.
No, that was Larry Brown, and then Larry lost Game 7 the next year. So I think that's Brett Auerbach, Pat Riley, Phil Jackson, Pop.
There's
I think
four.
We could work off that.
Yeah, there's four.
I'm trying to think of, do we leave anybody out from the early, early days? Red Holtzman. How did I not say Red? Red is not higher than those gentlemen, with all due respect to the great former Knicks coach, couple of the championships. No, Red's a tick below for me. All right, LeVar Ball, charging media outlets $3,500 to film. When is this guy going to go away? $3,500 to film LaMelo's high school games. Do we like the move or just another example of LeVar being LeVar? I don't even care about what he's charging. All I care about is the video that I saw last week of LeVar at a game. Where I think it was after the game, and this is old video. This is when he was getting on his team. This is during the AAU game, if you're watching this here on TV, from that Facebook series that nobody watched. He was taking he was at his son's game the other night.
Yep.
And he was on the court, and somehow he got a basketball in his hand. And, like, the fans were imploring him to take a three-point shot. Tiki, if he missed one shot in a row, he missed 13. And he just kept, right, D-Cell, you saw it. He just kept going, air ball. Like, he could barely reach the rim.
No, I missed it.
It was such a great dose of humility. But if he can monetize it, I guess I'm not mad at you.
But my question is, does he even own the right? Can he do this? Does he own the rights to high school filming? I don't think he can do this.
He's going to try, but
wow.
He is innovative. He's trying. Oh, my God, LeVar Ball.
Oh,
he's been oddly quiet, though, this year.
He has, very.
Mount Ball is about to burst at some point, I would imagine, once Lonzo gets dealt. Tebow's going to start spring training in a Major League Baseball camp. That's the Mets, Port St. Lucie. Odds of him actually playing a game in the majors this year are?
I'm going to say 20%.
How do you arrive at 20%?
I don't know.
Would you just pull that out of thin air?
Just completely out of thin air. It's low, but not...
Yeah, I hear you.
Not probable.
It's low, but here's the problem. It's not low enough. The answer is 1%. That's the real answer. You can't say zero because the Mets in their money-hungry, maddening ways... You never know, although I think the Mets could actually be pretty good this year. I like what they've done. They picked up some good players.
He hit .273 with six homers and
some
bombs.
I know what he's done. I hear you. But he can't play the outfield. It'd be a joke out there. A pop-up, he's going to do circles like Charlie Brown in the outfield.
Those numbers are skewed because he did that early and then got hurt and was done for the season.
Yeah. I say 1% because they can make a desperate financial push in August or September if they're irrelevant, which I don't think they'll be. He's not playing in the majors. That would be such a bad look for the Mets. And I loved him. 1%.
Times
I love him. He's not good enough.
The blast is over for another day.
You know, and I hate to say that because the fact that he's actually hit home runs as a minor leaguer is so incredibly, it's awesome. From a physical athletic achievement point of view, it's mind-numbing that he can actually do that at this stage after not having seen a curveball for well over a decade. But he's not good enough to play him. It's not on merit. If he's in the majors, it's not on merit. It's on desperation, and it's a dog and pony show at Citi Field, which I don't think it will be this summer. Act, do you think he plays for the Mets? You're a Mets fan?
No.
Okay. There you go.
0%.
Act. Very succinct. Shortly weighing in. I like it.
Thank you.
What do you got going on this weekend, Act?
Not much. Little, you know, conference championship. We'll be on the couch all day Sunday.
That's
looking
nice.
Forward to that. And, waiting for the snow.
Waiting for the snow. That sounds bad. Waiting for the snow. What do you mean? You live in an apartment. What do you mean waiting for the snow? You don't have to shovel anything.
You like the picturesque sights of, yes.
I'll tell you, Manhattan, when it snows and everybody stays in, much like on the 4th of July and Labor Day and Memorial when everybody's gone, Manhattan's a beautiful thing when it's quiet and when it's the fresh snowfall.
The problem
it's
is
gorgeous.
It doesn't last long.
That's true. That is disgusting black and gray slop. As you get to hail a taxi or step in your Uber, you get squashed with this puddle of mud, this slop. All right, let's get Axe update, and we'll come back. Final thoughts on the game? We just got to pick it apart. We'll hammer it home in the last segment. Conference Championship Sunday after Ack, who's coming at you right now. Okay, Tiki and Tierney, starting to wrap it up here. First, time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. After that, we'll have Santa reset the poll question. Find out where we're going with that. Get some final tallies here. All right, Teek, let's see. Gary Allen at G2 Allen. Go to Allen. Hey, what's the next NFL dynasty besides the post-Pats? Pardon me. What's the next NFL dynasty post-Pats? The Chiefs, the Rams, or other? So what is the next NFL dynasty post-Pats?
I don't think there's going to be another dynasty like the Patriots where it's sustained over
a decade.
Well,
if you put it that way, you're right.
But I think like a 4 or 5 year dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's kind of the typical way you think of a dynasty. The Pats are just, they're an anomaly. I'd say the Chiefs, because of how they're organically built. And they have like control over a lot of their assets for the foreseeable future. So I'd say the Chiefs are the team to replace the Pats.
That's a good call. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts, all your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day.
The Rams, on the other hand, have unsustainable contracts or contracts that they're going to have to pay that I think are not they're not long term. Like, they can't keep Ndamukong Suh long term. They can't keep Aqib Talib or
Peters
long. I mean, so this just, I don't think they can financially do it. Whereas the Chiefs, like with Damien Williams, he's been around the league for a couple of years. People think he's young. He's not. He's actually 27 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But they just signed him to a 2-year extension, so he'll be there for the next couple of years. They could draft someone to be his backup. Sammy Watkins has got 2 more years left on his deal. You know, Tyreek Hill. I mean, there's a couple. And most importantly,
Kelsey's
wrapped up. And most importantly, Pat Mahomes is cheap for the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Although, it's funny, you ripped through a couple of teams in a couple of situations. The one that I would throw in there is the Browns. I would throw the Browns, and
Go ahead. They're coming, but are they dynastic? And even, you can't, they got to win.
Well, they weren't even 500, right? So no.
So they got to win something.
Yeah, I hear you. I know, of course they have to win something. But, you know, just kind of looking at the important pieces that are non-negotiable for to even have a...
I agree.
Be a threat.
I agree, but I can't even put the Browns in that conversation.
Nah, I mean, most people probably wouldn't.
They gotta have a 12-4 season before I start saying,
I got
man,
you.
This team is
no,
be
I mean, yeah, I got you. You got to see how Freddie Kitchens does as the head. Freddie Kitchens does as a head coach.
Yeah, rookie head coaches sometimes don't quite get it.
Yep, different voice on the defensive side of the football now with Greg Williams gone. But I do. We all love Baker. I like their running backs. Denzel Ward's a terrific player at corner. Myles Garrett's a stud. We've talked about this. I really just like the pertinent positions that are really, again, non-negotiable to even have a chance to be dynastic or even anything that resembles that. They have those pieces.
They have the right
They've got free agent cap space. And they're in a division where I view the other teams going the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Steelers, I believe their window's shut. Mm-hmm. And as much as everybody loves Lamar Jackson, and I really like the kid as well, he's got to prove he can throw.
Yeah.
He's got to prove he can throw. And the Bengals, forget about the Bengals. Waste time on the Bengals. That's such a mean thing to say. If I'm a Bengals fan and I hear that, I'd be so mad. I'd want to. If I'm driving around and I'm doing whatever I do for a living and I don't do this and I hear a host say, "Oh, the Jets, forget about the Jets, jeez, forget about the Jets." But then again, I have heard that. So, what are you guys whispering about?
The Bengals.
These guys have like their own radio show during the show.
No, just talk. I'm trying to figure out
what.
They like the Bengals don't have a head coach yet.
Well, they're gonna hire what's his name?
Zach Taylor probably from the Rams, the quarterback coach.
Yeah,
who's not even been a quarterback.
McVay
hasn't even been a quarterback. Coordinator
part of the family. McVay, he's a friend of Sean McVay.
I gotta tell you, if I'm the Bengals fan, I'm not excited about that.
You know why I'd be excited? It's something different. At the very least, it's just a different.
Think about what you're saying. He's 32 years old.
Somebody
this
else.
This kid is 32.
What does he look like?
2 years old.
So what?
And his only touched greatness. And he's not even like, what did we have this conversation? What is he, like third in the play calling?
There's fifth.
Or fifth
he's
in the play calling line?
He was fourth or fifth, I think.
Fourth or fifth.
Fourth. You got McVay, the run game coordinator. You got the pass game coordinator. Then you got him.
Wow. And he's going to be your head coach?
That's a lot of people to circumvent before you get to actually weigh in on the situation.
Now he did call plays.
Are you done? Okay, it's my turn to go now.
He did call plays in Miami and Cincinnati for a little bit as well. So he does have experience.
I got you. Listen, here's what I won't do.
He's 32 years old. How many years did he have called plays? I mean, come on now.
Well, there's something to be said for that. But the one thing that I've learned, doing this is that, and I know you believe this as well. Give everybody a chance to distinguish themselves.
Of course. But to be a head coach of a guy who was a head coach for 17 years.
Did we think Brad Stevens, did everybody really like that? I know that, maybe this year's been a little rocky, although they're starting to get it right. Did we all think that half the people didn't even know where Brad Stevens was before he went to the Celtics?
Everybody wants to compare this guy or the next young hire to Sean McVay. I think the better example you want is a guy like Mike Tomlin, who nobody knew anything about when he came to become the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was a Bengals defensive coordinator, I think, for a year. I think it was the Bengals. He was a DC for a year, interviewed, blew him away, got the job, and we know his history. He's been very good there for a long time.
Yep.
That's what you hope with the young kid. For a guy who doesn't have experience being a head coach and has dabbled with the coordinator position. Sean McVay is the wrong example. People keep saying, we want the next Sean McVay. Sean McVay was out of the womb into football.
So, yes.
Like, literally.
Doesn't mean you can't aspire for somebody who's young and has connections.
But it's different. When you grow up sitting on your grandfather's lap talking about football and being in organizations that win championships at 15 or 12 or 15, and then work under the best, some of the best coaches in football for, 5 or 6 years, from the Shanahans to the Grudens and then finally getting your – it's you, man.
You can't replicate
you
that.
You can't replicate.
No, I got you.
Right?
No, I hear you.
People are like, he's going to be the next Sean McVay. No, he's not.
Yeah.
I promise you, he's not. You better to aspire to be like Mike Tomlin.
That's fair. I think what they really say is they want young, energetic, and innovative.
True.
But, the realization that his path is,
it's
unique, man. Littered with football that most people don't come across until they're in their late teens, if they're around a pretty good, or maybe if they're around a great high school coach. Yeah. But your point, sitting on his granddaddy's lap, I get it. I mean, it's a different introduction to the sport, and that's rare. That's maybe one of a kind. I mean, really think about it.
You're right.
All right, so we come in here on Monday. Tiki's feet are barking from the 6-inch stilettos. Mm-hmm. You got to start getting used to this. Two shows on Saturday.
Two shows Saturday. Matinee at 2:00.
Wow. Two on Sunday.
Two on Sunday. Matinee again at 2:00.
Okay.
Come in after watching the championship games. I will be, unfortunately, talking about the Pats trying to win their sixth. Brady trying to win his sixth championship. And Drew Brees trying to win his second. That's what I think is happening.
You know what I really don't want to do? And I can see this happening right now. This is what I'm trying. I'm straddling this fence. I really am thinking about picking the Pats.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But wouldn't that just be my luck? All the times I just threw them in the football graveyard.
You're right.
It's over.
You're right.
The one time I pick them with confidence in a big spot.
But that's the thing.
They lose.
But thinking about these two matchups, this specific AFC. And
I do feel very good about the Rams. I believe the Rams are going to win this game.
But think about
Rams are going to win.
Are you surprised either way? Any combination of the Super Bowl, are you surprised anyway? Because they're all the coaches are all good.
Yep.
Right? Really excellent in some regards.
Yeah. Couple of Hall of Famers in there.
No
question.
Doubt.
At least maybe four, at the end of the day,
all four of them might be Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
And you look at the quarterbacks, save Jared Goff, who hasn't quite done it yet. I mean.
But he's still a former first overall pick.
Agreed.
With that stock.
But, Pat Mahomes is just close to what he was this year.
Yeah.
He's a Hall of Fame, Pat Mahomes. He's heading there after 1 year, which is crazy to say.
I know. I'm not disagreeing.
Drew Brees, Hall of Famer. Tom Brady, Hall of Famer. Like,
his own wing.
When you look at what's in this at stake, no matter what matchup we get, it's going to be amazing.
I would agree. Amazing. You initially used the word surprised. Yes, amazing. I think any combination will be amazing. I could be mildly surprised depending upon how we get the results. Like if Brady bombs.
I hear you, yes.
But
is that going to happen?
It would be a borderline stunner.
Has he ever bombed in a big game?
Yeah, he's had some duds, sure.
Sure. Like in a championship.
He didn't light up your Giants twice. He didn't light them up. It's not like he threw three picks each game, but he certainly he missed Welker, who was wide open in the remember that in when Giselle chimed in on that? That was a bad throw by Tom Brady.
It was, but Welker's got to catch that.
I understand that, but it was not a perfect Tom Brady pass.
You're right.
He kind of coughed in the moment where the game was in the balance.
You're right.
So I'm going with the Rams with a fair amount of confidence. Sorry, Saints. I love you. I love your fans. I just think the Rams are going to really run. And once the Saints sell out, you're going to miss Rankins. Once they try to stop the run, I just think they're going to make enough pop pass plays. I've got the Rams. I can't do it. Give me Kansas City. Damn it. Give me the Chiefs. I'm going down being wrong with the Pats. And if I'm wrong, I will eat it again on Monday.
Wow,
Let's go Kansas City.
We're exactly opposite.
Let's go Chiefs.
We're exactly opposite. We'll see.
Really?
You got the Rams. I got the Saints. I got the Pats. You got the Chiefs.
Well, I'll tell you, all the fan bases who are playing, you know, the Pats are used to this, but the other fan bases enjoy it.
Yeah, man.
I've only had a few of these championship Sundays in my life as a fan, but when you wake up and you know your team is 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl, hard to replicate that stuff. Enjoy the games. And my man, knock him out tonight on Broadway, buddy.
Appreciate you, bro.
Have a great time.
I will try not to actually break a leg.
Yeah, you won't. You won't. I'm not going to be watching tonight because there's no live stream, but I will be rooting for you in spirit.
Thank you.
You're
going
to do a great job, buddy.
Appreciate you.
No doubt. Everybody enjoy the football. We'll catch you on Monday. Peace. Got to go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.